Blog Talk Radio.
It's all the way live right now. We're live in the building, and it's Wednesday. It's Business Wednesday. It's always talking about improving your business and taking your business to the next level and just being about your business. Don't forget, on Mondays is Motivational Mondays with your host, MAE2K, the sexy MAE2K and your girl, Leshy Lush, because it's all the way live. We are the people's voice. We do it for the people, not for us. Big shout out to Mike, the producer, a.k.a. KB, the producer, all those producers out there. We got a new person coming on to join the team, Miss Jossie. Check her out. Next month is going down, Season Radio for your 30s and up. taking y'all back to the old school, Earth, Wind, and Fire, all of that is going to be down. That's going to be going down each and every Thursday. Also, don't forget, we just had T-Boss last week on the show. T-Boss was live on here, totally T-Boss. You can check it out each and every Tuesday on TLC. You can check her out. It's hot. It's a show, a reality show, talking about her life, interaction with her daughter, her father, you know, her going through the brain tumor, going through sickle cell, her in the relationship with Chili. She just got a day given to her in Atlanta every October the 3rd. So check out Totally Chili on TLC. Support her. She supports us on Lush Radio Online. Also, don't forget, on Tuesdays is the sexy ME2K on the Queen's Lounge, and that is from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m., playing all of that feel-good music for you so you can get your groove on, you know what I'm saying, your one-two-step. Or you might just want to sip a glass of Rosé Moscato, which, you know, I have a glass of, you know, because I always have to be on some chill mode. Also on this Friday, tonight, we got DJ Exotic. She's doing numbers out of New York, man. She is a CEO, owner of her own radio station, and she got her things going on. She DJs and all kinds of stuff, and she does a lot of outreach in the New York City area. So we're going to be talking with her tonight, talking to her about business. Along with that, we also got this Friday it goes down. We got the sexy Lena Chase. We done had it on the show several times. Lena Chase, she's like my sister from another mother, Boricua. You know, she landed that cover on, you already know what it is, Straight Stuntin' Magazine, and she's looking extra scrumptious on that joint. So we're going to be talking to her this Friday. Tune in on Lush Radio Online on top. On top of that, follow us at Lush Radio Online. Shout out to Heads Up ENT. Shout out to Black Marigold on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Check out Two Chicks and a Camera, N-A, the letter N, the letter A, camera. .com, MAE2K.com. This is sponsored by Quan Lee TV, also sponsored by E2K Enterprises, Heads Up ENT, and Coast to Coast DJs. And, you know what I'm saying, this is what we do. Also, oh my God, in the news, in the blogs out there, the model vixen known as Pebbles that got like the ridiculous booty or whatever, is like OD. She just got arrested around apparently January the 3rd, mm-hmm, allegedly, for injecting somebody. She was actually on a run for a manslaughter for injecting somebody with ass shots. And basically a young lady died off of this, so they arrested her. So I don't know, man. This ass shot situation is getting kind of ridiculous out here. You know what I'm saying? I mean, sometimes you just got to be satisfied with what God gave you, and you got to keep moving. Because if you want to put something in yourself that's going to end up killing you, it's not worth it at the end of the day. You don't always have to be living up the status quo. You got to worry about yourself and live your life and stop with the ridiculousness because it's getting out of hand. But, you know, Pebbles, I don't know what happened, but you know what I'm saying? That was the situation with that. So that's going on. So we live right now on Lush Radio Online, and this is what we're doing. So I'm going to go to some quick music. We're going to have your girl, the one and only, DJ Exotic live on the show. Don't forget to tune in and check out everything we got going on. If you're looking for photography, you're looking for video work, holla at us. This is what we got to do. We got EPKs, all that. You want to brand yourself this year, holla at Lush Radio Online. Email us at lushradioonline@gmail.com. Also, don't forget that if you like to submit your music for Hot or Not Fridays, submit your music to lushradioonline@gmail.com, and you can get all the information you need in order for you to be featured on Lush Radio Online. We also have banner packages to feature them on the website. So we're going to go to some quick music and we'll come back. I want to shine bright like a diamond. You know what I'm saying? It's all about business. 2013, be about your business. Tax season is coming up and people are getting audits and all that stuff. Make sure you got your business together. Make sure you got your receipts. People that have businesses and stuff, make sure you, if you didn't LLC, go ahead and LLC, man. Let's go. You're talking about business in 2013. We ain't playing no games. Pick up some Forbes magazine or something, you know what I'm saying? Educate yourself and, you know what I'm saying, you know, expand your horizons, man. Stop being stuck in the same old, same old, and the same old, same old. You know what I mean? Open up. Because, you know, in life, nobody's going to hand you nothing. You're going to have to get it yourself. And I've never been given anything in life. The one thing in business this year, know who you're dealing with. Law 19, and shout out to Quan Lee for this one. Law 19, know who you're dealing with. We have to know the people that we're getting in bed with when it comes to business. Know how they move. Know how they talk. Make sure that they are somebody that's reliable. Even if you know that they're snakes, you know how they move, and you know how to proceed with caution with them. So this goes all to those people out there that's out there doing their hustle, getting their business on. I want you guys to sound bright like a diamond. In a few minutes, we're going to have DJ Exotic live on the show with us on Lush Radio Online, calling at 347-826-7722. Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors. was it about me and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart? I won't deny what they're saying because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, just don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. There's some pictures online saying they got you so angry, making you wish you were blind. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret, can we just slow it down and stress? You said, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. Cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful.
Chris, you can't stop. Chris, wait. People
are saying it's
a suicide mission. Why are you doing this?
I'm doing a service on my.
Went from Mr. 305,
Dade County,
to Mr. Worldwide,
all around the world.
Hey, hey. Now, we're international. So international.
Yeah.
International. So international.
You can't catch me, boy. I'm overseas at about 100 G's for show. Don't catch me, boy.
Don't catch me, boy.
Cause I rap with the best for show. 305 to the death of me. My body, let the ocean have what's left of me. But for now, forget about that. Blow the whistle, baby, you the referee.
Yeah.
Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Hey, y'all, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And you know it is Business Wednesdays on Lush Radio Online. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Lush Radio Online, www.lushradioonline.com. I'm E2K. This is sponsored by E2K Enterprises. Tonight we got the hot, sexy host, the one and only DJ Exotic, live on the show tonight. She is the CEO, entrepreneur, DJ, and radio host, and activist. And she's going to be live on the show tonight talking to us about business and everything she got going on in the NYC area. So we're live, and it's all the way live tonight. Don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. Don't forget, pick up the book, 48 Laws of Power. You got to know who you're dealing with in 2013, man. Know your enemy, know your target market, know who you're dealing with, and remember, you are a brand, and remember, you are selling yourself. Call in at 347-826-7722, and let's go on the phone lines and see who's ringing our doorbell real quick. So we're going to go ahead and check the doorbell. Don't forget to follow at Lush Radio Online on Twitter, ME2K. And you know what I'm saying? We ain't playing no games right now. Sorry about that whole thing with Pebbles, man. That thing was crazy. You know, butt injections is crazy right now. It doesn't make any sense. People are actually losing their lives over these butt injections. Everybody trying to live to the status quo, but, you know, the status quo isn't worth it at the end of the day. So let's see who's at the door. Knock, knock, who's there? Knock, knock, who's there? 606. You're live in the building with us. What up?
Hello?
Hello, 646. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Live. What it do, baby? Hello? Okay, we're going, once again, we're going to try to see if we can get DJ Exotic live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online, calling at 347-826-7722. Also, these reality shows is off the hook, man. Love and Hip Hop. To hear we done spazzed out on Joe Button several times on the show, just off the break. You got your man Rich Dollars acting like he in love with this girl named Erica. I don't even know who this broad is. It's crazy right now. But, Oliver put him on Front Street. Olivia put him on Front Street. It was crazy. Love and Hip Hop is off the hook. I don't even watch stuff like that, but you know what I mean? I had to see Tahiri. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. But also, shout out to my big brother, Felix Natal Jr. He just got a hot pick that he just did with Rhymes and Dimes featuring Tahiri that he shot. And you know, he always goes in. He's in shot Tahiri, Coco, everybody you can think of. Don't forget to check out FelixNatalJr.com because he's definitely the illest photographer out here, man. He done shot everybody you wish you could shoot. Shout out to my big bro. And shout out to the baby, you know what I'm saying, FJ. So we live right now, Lush Radio Online, man. We turned all the way up. So we going in, and we're going to have DJ Exotic live on the show with us, calling at 347-826-7722. Also in business this year, you know, tax season is coming up. You know, you got deductions, losses on, you know, check out some of the expenses you spend on your kids if you have some of your receipts, daycare expenses, mileage expenses, food expenses, equipment. Make sure you keep your receipts. Make sure you have your books together because, you know, you never know when you could get audited as an LLC. So you want to, you know, basically, you know, watch yourself. You can pick up a book at, you know, Staples, FedEx, Kinko's, and it's a book. And, you know, it's a bookkeeping book, and you can just input all of the stuff that, you know, was made that year when you get a check or you get some type of money. You took the money that's been taken in, the money that's been taken out, and you just keep a record. If you haven't started before, I suggest you start this year, you know, just to be on the safe side. Also, don't forget, a lot of people have PayPal, but a lot of people have not been informed on PayPal that you can get a free debit card because everybody's, like, transferring their money into their bank account. Instead of doing that, the easy way is just go ahead and order. On the right-hand side, it says debit card, or you can go to their products and stuff or services. Click on it.
click on their debit card. You can get the debit card, and you get instant access to your money on PayPal. And it only takes a couple of days. They send it to you and stuff. Also, PayPal also has a card reader. So instead of getting Intuit, if you don't have it, which I have Intuit, Square, and I have PayPal. So, I mean, it depends on what you do. You can get the PayPal swiper, and it plugs into your directly into your iPhone or Android phone, and now you can take credit card swipes on the move mobily. So if you weren't doing it, you can do it now. So there's no excuse why you can't take any payments. And you can also input your cash payments also. You can type in whatever cash you got, and then you can send a person an instant receipt to their email or to their phone. So some of the things that you should look into going into 2013. Also, this year, yeah, you might have not saved last year, but if it's a dollar out of your check, $10, $20, all those, the little bit of money that you do have adds up, and then you will see some type of growth. You have to learn to save, or even open up another account that you just forget about and just throw money in it once in a while and save money for a rainy day. In business, we have to, this year, be a little stingy. We've done a lot of giving out, doing a lot of things for people. We have to be a little slightly stingy in order for us to save, and achieve our goals this year. Once again, 48 laws of power. Know who you're dealing with. Know your enemy. Know your competition. Know what's out there. Research them. Find out what's going on and focus on that and get all those things together in order for you to progress in life in 2013. Pick up Forbes. Also, a lot of people want to play into the stock market a little bit this year. You know, tuck away $2,000. Tuck away $2,000 or a G, right? Play around with the penny market, penny stocks, right? Play around with the penny stocks, invest in it. Play around and see what you can make, you know? Then you graduate and you work your way up. The only thing I say in 2003 is that you have no regrets if you don't, if you at least try. People need to go out and take some risks and try a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Especially to advance in yourself. Bonds, yeah, they're still, but they don't build as much interest as they used to. So bonds, I think, yeah, it's worth something, but to me, I basically feel it's worthless because it doesn't gain the interest that it used to a long time ago. Bonds, CDs, you can lock your stuff in a CD, but if it's an emergency, you'll pay a penalty for that. You put $2,000 locked into a CD, you can't touch it until the actual date when you're supposed to. Another thing, business. Let's get to business when it comes to our children. Our life insurances. Get the life insurances together in regards to our children. They can also use it as a trust fund. So if they get to a certain age, they can also use that money versus, you know, they got the Gerber plan. They have other plans, mutual bonds. And you can basically use that money towards their college and stuff. So if you weren't thinking about that, look into it. Even if it's your unborn baby, you know, you can turn the policy over to them. So, you know, let's think about business and getting ourselves on the right track. Okay, maybe you messed up in 2012. Okay, erase the slate. This is a whole new year, a whole new story, a whole bunch of new things. Let's get it together. Let's get everything popping this year. This year, taxes. Okay, I tell you, every year, taxes. First, pay yourself. Because that's the first thing when you get money. Pay yourself first. Pay your bills. Pay bills are going to get paid. Don't get stressed out. Pay yourself first. Then throw some money. If you get a $5,000 check, it's not about how much you save. It's what you save. You get a $5,000 check. Yeah, it would be who of you to throw $2,000 and tuck it away somewhere. But the average person wants to spend majority of their money. At least tuck in a G. Just for a rainy day. And every time you get a check, every year you throw in a G, you'll start making money. You know what I mean? So even if you put a whole bunch of $1 bills, you put 400 $1 bills, you have $400. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so let's worry about saving. Let's worry about target marketing. Target marketing this year. Let's target the economy and the industry have changed a lot in this year. A lot of different states have gone downhill on marketing and still trying to get consumers to purchase things and do things. if you feel that the angle you used last year isn't working, let's try to recreate and reconstruct our brand and do something different this year, whether it's changing your brand's outlook, where it's the logo, you know, or maybe you can change, you know what I'm saying, basically, you know, more of your visibility out there, whether it's online, social media, YouTube, just out there in the streets, branding, where it comes to putting your logo on a T-shirt, a shirt, different things like that. And if you're interested in getting more of your branding consulting and stuff, contact us here at lessradioonline@gmail.com, and we can give you some consulting class on where you want to take your business going into 2013, going into 2014 and beyond. Business is business at the end of the day. Contracts. Contracts are a big thing this year in 2013. Yeah, we've been doing the streets mentality in corporate America is two different outlets, okay? Corporate America deals with business. That means black and white. No one's giving you a loan or giving you a club or giving you something without seeing what their investment is going into. And the investment basically is, you know, the investment is basically, you know, what are they involving or putting their money into? And that's why I ask everybody, if you don't have a business plan, that's why I love the World Wide Web, or you can contact us here at Lush Radio Online, and we can draw you up one, or we can give you a sample. You can go online. Don't be lazy. Education is free sometimes. The worldwide internet, you can download a sample template of a business plan or a mock business plan, and you add on to it. Now, business plan is going to be long, and it's going to be thick, and you're going to have to write projections of what you think you estimate you're going to need in order to run this business. You're going to have to put a mission statement in there. You have to put a synopsis of what the business is going to do, how you're going to go about doing it from the top to the bottom to the end, and where are you going to get some of these resources from, where are you going to be conducting this business at, and all of this is compiled into this business plan. And a lot of people get frustrated, so sometimes they hire people to write their business plans, and you can also go to the SBA, the Small Business Administration, and log on to themonline.org, and you can log on to them and find out a lot of tips in order for you to check out for grants and things like that. But a business plan is very important for you starting a startup company. When you're starting a startup company, you want to know exactly what you're going for this year. You have to make sure that you have the umbrella company, which is the main company, and then you have the trade name you're going by. The trade name is the name that you're going to go by in order to make money with. That's the trade name. You have to decide if you're going to be a sole proprietor. Basically, it's just you and the business. You're going to be an LLC, a legal liability corporation, which basically they're not going to sue you. They're going to sue the company. So, and you're limited on what you have to, what you're going to be sued for, and you pay less taxes. When you become an INC, that's when you have board members and other people and advisory board and everything like that. And that's when it comes a little bit more detailed, and you're going to be paying higher taxes. So you have to think about that when you're trying to incorporate your business. You can also log on to LegalZoom to get some of the legal forms, and you can fill them out. Everybody is scared sometimes to incorporate because they think it costs like $1,000. Really, it doesn't. You fill out the paperwork. If you're in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, you can go down there with at least $200, go down to a building administration building, and go down there and file your LLC. And you file it unless you're, you know, you have several DVAs doing business as, and, you know, if you have several names, like I might have Lush Radio, Lush Jeans, Lush this, Lush that, that's when it starts adding up and costing a little bit more money. So when you're going down to the administrative building and everything to go and file your LLC, make sure you know if you're going to be a sole proprietor, meaning that it's only you, or you're going to do a partnership with this, maybe you and your friend, or it could be a limited liability corporation, which you pay less taxes, or you'd be an INC, which you're going to pay more taxes on. So think about that. Number one key, like I said, have your business plan together, have that comprised, because if you're trying to go out for loans or grants or anything, you have to have everything written in black and white. Along with that, go down there and incorporate your business. If you can go over there and buy some kicks and wait in line for them red bottoms and pay all this money, you can go down there and LLC your business and have your stuff legit and file taxes and start getting some of these refund checks back, because I know I'm getting mine. Lush Radio Live is an LLC, and we get our money. So you know what I'm saying? Tonight is Wednesday, Business Wednesdays, and we're talking about business. I dropped a couple of jewels, and we're going to talk some more about business. But tonight, we're going to have DJ Exotic. She is a CEO, business owner, radio host, activist, and she's going to be live on the line. She has her own show called The A&R Report, and she's going to be live with us, calling at 347-826-7722 with your girl, Leshy Lushman, and we're live on Business Wednesdays. And let me go and see who's at the door right now, and we're going to go to the line. Who's ringing at the door? Yo, 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 we're live with your girl, Leshy Lushman, 347, what it do, baby?
Hi, this is DJ Exotic Mommy.
What's up, DJ Exotic Mommy? What's up with you, homie?
I'm good. How are you?
Nothing much, man. Excited, you know what I'm saying? It's all about business. I'm always trying to, help people out that's trying to drop their business, do their business. And I love women in business. It excites me.
That's what's up.
Real talk, I'm going to go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love real quick. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too.
So, Miss DJ Exotic Mommy, man, before we get into it, you got any shout-outs and everything before we get deep into this interview, babe?
Basically, just the underground. A lot of people show me support, and I just want to show it back to them. So I shout-out the underground, Desert Storm DJs, Fleet DJs, Extreme 104, Pivot Records, like my whole squad.
That's what it is, man. We live in the building, man, and it's all the way live. Right now, you're tuned in to Lush Radio Online, and we got the sexy hot DJ Exotic Mommy in the building, man. So you better hold on to your seat and get deep, man. So DJ Exotic Mommy, first off, where did the name come from?
I've been called Exotic for like 10 years. And it was actually supposed to have one X, and the good old days of Twitter, my Twitter got hacked.
Wow.
So when I was trying to get the name back, I couldn't. Two X's was available. That looked corny. And the three X's stuck, and it's been there ever since. But Exotic has always been there.
Wow. So is it exotic your look, or is just exotic that you just different, basically?
It's everything. I'm different. I'm a female in a man's world. My attitude is different. My grind is different. My looks are different. I'm half Trini and half black, and I have like in a great 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 grandparents' stages Chinese. So it's just a different look altogether.
That's what it is. That what makes up DJ Exotic Mommy. That's what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, you got some Trinidad in you. What's up with that pay loud, though? What's up with that pay loud?
I got you.
That pay loud. Come to New York with my play that.
I'm in New York, so I got you.
Throw a little Kalalu on the side, real quick.
I got you.
Word. So, you know, this is Business Wednesdays, and we always talk about business. You've been in the game for like 15-plus years, You're in the Mecca, in New York, the city of where hip-hop started and everything like that. Your market, the whole underground hip-hop you know, movement has been supporting you heavy and everything. How hard is it being a woman in this industry in a man's world, as they so-called call it, even though we kicking down the doors with our heels and our Tims and our boots and everything, but being in a man's world, how hard is it just to get your name out there and getting your name known being a female?
It's very hard. As you know, women, you got women that grind, you got women, excuse me, you got women that lay on their back to get what they got to get. The women that grind is harder, but once you get there and you've earned your respect, you can't be touched. Like, you've already proven yourself. What can mess up, honestly, what can mess up a woman after she's got where she needed to go is a sex tape or something. Like, once you've done your thing and you've proved that you're here, you're not a fly by night, and this is what you do, you'll make it. But the grind on the way up is hard because people take you serious, and you have to be. Can I curse on your show?
Go ahead, man. It's all the way live, man. 2013.
Okay. You have to be a bitch, like, all day. You have to be a bitch. You have to be tough. You have to be, no, I said it costs X, Y, Z. That's what it costs. I've been single for a long time. You can't date because you don't know. Like, I don't know if you know, but I also own a recording studio.
Yeah, yeah,
so
I know.
You don't know if they're there because they want you, if they're there so they can try to record you somewhere, if they're there because they want free recording sessions. You don't know what it is. So you have to be a bitch, and you have to be, like, unapproachable, and you just got to hold that and stick to it. But once you, like, cross over and people realize that it's you, you're not going to change, take it or leave it, it's pretty okay. I love what I do. It's my full-time job. I don't work anywhere else. This is what I do, and I love it now. But the grind on the way up, it's hard. It's really hard.
Definitely, definitely. And that's real talk. I mean, just us being as females, it's just hard for us in this game. Like, you know, and they get mad. I mean, and it be chicks, too, that be hating. But it be a lot of dudes more than anything because you grind harder than them. And it's
that's
bad.
Right. So I went through that. Yes. I went through I had radio station shows on other stations. I went through their mad because I opened my own station. I went through all of that. And honestly, 9 times out of 10, like you said, most of my hate came from guys. It still does.
Girl, it's
like,
crazy.
Does she really DJ or is it just her look? And then it's like when footage comes out of me DJing or when I DJ a big event, it's like, oh, shoot, you really DJ? I'm like, yeah, it's not just a name. Like, this is what I do. So, and you're right, and it's sad that as us women, we got to get most of our hate from men.
Yeah, that's like, it's crazy. And then you got, like, I'm a more of a radio personality. I don't want to mix and do none of that stuff. You know, back in the day, a disc jockey, that's why, you know, on-air personality. But, you know, you got some dudes, like, they don't want chicks to be DJs or something. Like, that's the arena. Like, they feel intimidated or something. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And imagine when I'm a female, I'm a DJ. You don't want me to be a DJ. I own a broadcast station. You don't want me to do that. I own a recording studio. You don't want me to do that. I'm in charge of a huge promotion and marketing company. You don't want me to do that. We launched a magazine. They don't want me to do that. So what you want me to do, be in a studio as somebody's girlfriend and watch them record? No. Like, I got a mortgage, 2 car notes. I got bills to pay.
Word. You got to take care of them bills, man. People are crazy out here, man. They don't want people to, you know what I'm saying, do a lot of things out here. But females is on the up and up. If you notice, most of this programming, like Love and Hip Hop, that's a woman created that. A lot of these
that's
big
Mona
shows,
Scott. I speak to Mona Scott all the time. We talk on Twitter, like, we have a really good, like, you know, social relationship. And And me and her talk about it. I talk to Missy, like, every other day, Missy Elliott. Me and her converse. And we talk about, like, what we had to go through. And if you pay attention, women are here. Like, we're taking it over. But you're right. It's drama. It's a lot of drama, and it's just something you got to be ready for.
Definitely. Speaking of Missy Elliott, shout out to her. Yo, she, that's my twin right there. You know what I'm saying? That's me and Missy Elliott, man. That shit crazy. Like, yo, we looking like, I'll be like, I talked to Missy on Twitter, but Missy, she just shorter than me, but we favor each other and stuff. But, yo, shout out to Missy, because she definitely, you know what I'm saying, broke the mold when it came to females and stereotypes that they had just being in the industry, because she did a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, to break the mold for us in the industry.
Yes,
out here,
she
man.
Did.
Definitely. Talk to me. You won an award with Underground Music Awards. How was that experience? You know what I'm saying? How did you feel? Because you were going up against some major radio shows. I mean, like on Hot 97, 105.1. Like, how did that feel?
It was crazy. Like, I wasn't expecting it. I knew I was nominated, but I didn't expect it at all. Like, when they called my name, I was like, I was in a moment of shock. Like, what? Like, what? Like, I know I grind, but it's like, you know, you have supporters. People pay attention. That's like when I dropped my first mixtape. I did over 6,000 downloads in the first day. So
wow. It
was crazy. It was crazy.
Wow.
But when I won that award, I was like, damn. Like, they feel me. Like, they love me.
I mean, it feels good to get recognition because sometimes, you know, as just women, we like, yo, are they really paying attention to what I'm doing? Because I'm really going, like, extra hard. I'm sacrificing a lot, especially with women that have children. It's like, it's a lot, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you say, like, is this worth it at the end of the day? But for you to get that recognition, man, it feels real good. You know, get a little bragging,
you know,
like, get a little bit. You know what I mean?
I say that every day. Every day it's like, it's worth it. When I see, because I have kids. I have two kids.
Oh, okay.
And
God
when
bless.
I'm like, in the studio, thank you, when I'm in the studio for days, or I'm, whatever I'm doing, when I'm traveling, when I'm on tour, when I'm booked in another state, and then I come back and my kids are like, Mom, I'm like, damn, like, it's hard for women because with men, they drop their kids off to the mother or the grandmother or whoever, and they take care of them. And then when they finish, they come back, but it's like, as the mother, it's like you walk away and you just got to, you know, you got to tell yourself, I'm doing this for them.
Word.
But it's not easy, and people don't realize that. And when they throw hate on you or when they making you grind harder than you really have to, the payoff is great. The payoff is wonderful.
Definitely. Speaking about the mixtapes and everything like that, tell me what's new right now, what's going on right now, what's new with the mixtape scene and things like that you got going on?
Well, I actually just put together a compilation, the All-Star, for the All-Star Music Awards. It's the All-Star compilation album. We gave it away on hard copy at the awards that happened on December 16th, and I'm about to drop it for a digital download. I was actually supposed to drop it early in the week, and then my publicist, Jason, told me that I was doing your show tonight. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to wait. I'm going to talk about it on her show, and then I'll give her that exclusive, and they'll know that it'll drop right after your show.
That's what's up. Okay, exclusive. About to drop, man. Watch out for that one, man, so stay tuned to that. And speaking about the award show, this is another concoction you got too. I swear, you sure you ain't Jamaican? I mean, you Trinidadian, so it's an island thing. You know what I'm saying? Me got 5 jobs, me got 6 jobs. You know what I'm saying? One thing,
you know what?
One thing about foreigners,
because we work, we have 20 jobs. We be like, oh, on my way way to work. They're like, you just came home. Got to go back.
Word, because I'm African, so I'd be, like, balancing, like, I'm in school, I teach, I do all this stuff, and, you know, I run two businesses, so, and being a mother, and they'd be like, yo, son, how you do all that? I'd be like, yo, where there's a will, there's a way. If you really want to go out and get it, the eye of the tiger, you going to go out and get it no matter what. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Definitely. And you know
that's
what's crazy?
Right.
People give you excuses, but you like, yo, I'm sick, and I'm still out here grinding. So what's your excuse?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the funny thing. It's funny you said that because I'm also in school. I got my bachelor's during all of this, and I'm in school now for my master's. So
Ow. It's
like, yeah, the work triples.
For real. You know what I'm saying? Like,
like it never stops.
School is no joke, man. For all them cats that think school is play, school is no joke. Especially if you're paying out your pocket. But thank God I was blessed. But school is no joke. You gotta make sure you turn in them grades, man, and pass them classes. They ain't playing nowadays, man.
That's right. They want that bread back. You fail a class,
they
want that bread back immediately.
ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And if you don't give them that bread, they're going to find some way to get it out your taxes or something. For real.
Exactly. You be sitting there thinking. You be on Gucci shopping like, I'm going to buy this bag. You get your taxes, it'd be like $3. You calling a wild crazy sitting on hold for 3 hours. And they like, Sally Mae took your shit. You knew it. And you like, damn.
I didn't think they was gonna take it this early, though. Come on, man.
It just happened. I made a payment plan. I called up yesterday and sent them $20. Like, no, they got their bread. Your money wasn't fast enough.
They serious, man. They ain't playing no games, man. Being a CEO and balancing family life, how do you juggle it? Balancing family life.
It's hard. I have a really, really good team. Like my vice president, my personal assistant. I have a really good team, and they deal with me. Like, I'm real hard to deal with because I'm a perfectionist. If I say I want something done and I don't notice it getting done, I'll do it myself, and they'll be like, I was almost finished. I'm like, well, you didn't move fast enough. But they deal with that because they know that we're on a grind and they know that we're working and I'm showing them things. It's not like I'm saying we're going to do it or I'm saying something is going to happen. I'm actually making it happen. So they in for the long haul. As far as my kids, like my son, he's only 2, so he really doesn't understand. He just knows mommy's going to work. People, like, I could be sitting right next to him and somebody be like, where's mommy? He'd be like, she at work? I'm like, I'm right here. But that's what he knows. That's what he's used to. My daughter's 12. She holds me down. Like, when I say she holds me down, I could be doing a mix or I could be doing anything. And she'd be like, I'll take him. And they do their own thing. So it's hard, but when you have the right people around you, family and your team, the people you work with, it can happen, and it's happening.
Definitely. And the main key, just like I said, this is Business Wednesdays once again for the people that are tuning in. Knowing what you're dealing with in your business, also having and surrounding yourself by positive people and people that are playing their role in your team. You don't want somebody that's going to say, yo, I do this, I do that. No, find your strong point in what you're good at and stay in your lane, and everybody comes together, and then they run like a fire machine. You get so many situations where people say,
exactly.
Oh, I didn't think I could do that, you know, and then it causes chaos.
You know,
but
you said two key things, and I think that's what a lot of people don't understand, and in the underground, even the major labels, they don't understand, and I came from a major label. I used to work for Def Jam. So it's like, one thing that you said that really matters is you're letting people understand that it's a machine. It's not one person. It's one person that's delegating, but it takes a machine to run anything. And when you have the right people in their right places, that's what makes the team work. I've hired people that had no experience at all, but I sort of was hungry, and I saw that they really wanted to work, and I've given them opportunities, and I told them, like, listen, like, and you know, you have somebody that say, I'm like, okay, well, you're the new PR, but they don't even know how to tweet. They'll make a tweet and forget to put a time, or they'll make a tweet and forget to put the website, and then, but you realize maybe they're stronger with, I don't know, they're stronger with something different. So they're like, you know what, I'm going to rearrange this, and I'm going to put you here, and I'm going to put you there. But it's important that you're telling people this, because a lot of people don't know. It's a team, and with you saying that, the people, like you said, this is Business Wednesdays, and people need to know it's not about just you. You have to make sure you have the right people in the right places.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And you know what I'm saying? The thing about it is that people need to learn how to, you know, find their niche in the game. Sometimes you get in the game and you might have had, I started off as a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I danced also, mm-hmm. and I did poetry. Find your niche. I fell back and I did radio. I said I'd rather push other artists and stuff like that. At the end of the day, mm-hmm. find your niche and find things. And then even if you get a niche, master the niche. Stop being these people out here that want to do 1,000 things and haven't mastered the first thing to move on to the next one. And then you have
That's
a whole
right.
bunch of stuff to see.
That's right. And yeah. everything is failing. So now when you come up with your next thing, people are not going to take you serious. Like, they know there's winners. And when you're winning and you're doing what you need to do, it's like, okay, well, you know, I got it together. That's it.
Definitely, definitely. And also, you're affiliated with Queen of the Rings and King of the Rings, all of the hip-hop rap battle scene and everything. Shout out to Babs and Vague and all them. You know, talk to us of your affiliation with that whole scene.
Actually, I do the live broadcasting for those events. And I do I do the behind the scenes. I do the interviewing of the contestants and the winners, and then we bring them on the show to give them some additional exposure. And I also work with Smack URL, you know, and that's the biggest.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that. I open for DJ Don DeMarco, and he's the main DJ for the URL Battle League. So, you know, it's growing every day. It's something new. Just like there's things that happen today that I'm sure, like, even when you knew I was calling in, you didn't know about yet. So it's like I'm bringing them out, and it's like, wow, like that too? But it's a lot, and you just have to stay visual. It's the visuals of everything.
Yeah, the visuals is this year in 2013, like I said, you are your brand. You are selling yourself. So, you know, close mouth, don't get fed, as they say. If we don't see you, we don't know what you're doing. So your brand has to speak for itself everywhere. Back in the day when I grew up, we did guerrilla marketing in New York. You smacked that thing. If you had to smack it on a baby face just to let them know it was in the building, you had to do it.
Remember we used to put stickers on mailboxes?
Yeah.
We used to put stickers. We'd be on every Fulton Ave, Jamaica Ave, any Ave. And we got stickers. We got flyers. We handing out every hand to hand. And they missing that now. They missing all of that now.
Definitely. They missing that. And a lot of people have gotten lazy. You know, some methods work. You know, the same thing is marketing 101. Okay, some methods of marketing may work for one individual doesn't mean that it's going to work for another individual. So you have to know the type of, for your fan base or your demographics that you're dealing with, know if maybe you might have to go out there and do a survey, and a good survey thing that you can use is SurveyMonkey, or there's other sources that you can find out, and you can find out your demographics and know how to target them better in order for you to get your point across or service them in the way that you need. So, people, we need to find out what's going on. 48 Laws of Power, pick that up this weekend. Also, Who Moved My Cheese? Stop being comfortable in your surroundings. Remember, the world is constantly changing, it's constantly developing, and you have to be able to adapt to any situation. Back to DJ Exotic Mommy. DJ Exotic Mommy is all over the place. She's doing all these shows all over the place, man. Talk about us about some of the shows you got going on that people need to check out and listen to.
Well, I do the A&R report every Friday night from 8 to whenever I stop talking. and that's on extreme104fm.com. That's extreme104fm.com. I'm actually this week. Well, the 15th, is that this week or is it next week? That's next week. I have what is it, the Deuce and Friends. I'm hosting that. That's in the city with Deuce the Privilege. He has a showcase called Deuce and Friends. So I'm actually I'm hosting that. And then on the 17th, I'm judging the Goddess of the Arena with Apex Tia. That's going to be in Newark. And then on the 19th, I'm hosting, what is the name of it? Hear Me Fashion with Taz LP. He does the Fashion Week and Rip the Runway MTV. I have a lot of things going on. And I'm doing, of course, the All-Star Video Awards is June 16th. The submission phase opens for that February 1st. I have Fleet DJs Conference July 25th through 28th in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'm working. Like, I have a lot going on, and that's just what I know right now. And I'm leaving out so many things, and so many people are going to kill me. But, like, that's what's focused right now. Like, my publicist, Jason, he calls me every day. He's like, don't forget you have this. Don't forget you have that. He called me 3 times a day, like, don't forget. I'm like, I got it. It's in my reminders. I got it. So I'm working.
Definitely, definitely. You got so many different businesses. You got the radio station. You got the recording studio. You got the magazine. And so tell me about Pivot Music Group. Talk to me about that.
Pivot Music Group is an independent label based out of New York. It shares the home with Extreme 104. We have one main artist right now, which is Blanco La Sala Soler, and I do some work with other artists. My in-house producer is Jimmy Kendricks. He's a platinum producer, album credits for Anita Baker, Ashanti, Jay-Z, Ja Rule, everybody. His credits are crazy. We have in-house distribution, so we don't even have to go anywhere for distribution services. We package CDs, make them, burn them, everything. Promotion, marketing, everything that a major label would need, we do it in-house.
That's what's up. I need that interview with Jimmy Kendrick. Tell him to stop playing games, man.
I got you. He'll actually be there on Friday, but I'll hit him up and let him know. But me and him, we speak every day. We're in the studio together all the time. He's working. He has a lot of projects getting ready to come out. So he's doing his numbers.
We need to get some of that fire sent over here and stuff so we can run that. Also, you know, so some of the artists might be asking if they wanted to get out. What are some of the things you're looking for in artists if they would like to submit or try to get on board with your team? You know what I'm saying? What are you guys looking for?
As far as Extreme, which is the broadcasting radio station, we interview artists just as you do. To bring awareness, the same things that you look for, somebody that's on their grind. We want people that's going to work as hard as we're going to work. Like, you want people to interview and call in that knows how to interview. They have something going on to talk about. They make your show interesting. Their music has to be good. I am a critic. And I think that's because I came from the major label scene. If you want your music to run on air, me to play it at parties, it has to be something that I would dance to or sit in my car and listen to or not want to change the station when it came on the radio. It has to be good. I'm not looking for just commercial. I'm looking for everything. I'm from the 80s, the era where hip-hop was big in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to, like, I came from that street music. I don't care, like, what your genre is. I listen to rock. I listen to pop. I listen to everything. Make it good and let me see your grind. If I know you grind, then I'm going to support you. And that's that. As far as the as pivot, your grind has to match mine, and there's very few people that's able to do that. For us to pick you up, and the reason being is because we have everything in-house. So you don't need a huge budget. I don't have to come to an artist and say, I'll only work with you if you have a budget, because I have everything already. You need distribution, I have that. We don't have to go anywhere. We distribute all the way up to Russia. So I don't have to, like, get another label or another distribution company to come in and get you heard. I can do that myself. I have to know that you're ready to work, because we're moving and we're working, and you got to be able to do the same. And with me doing so many things and staying on top of my game, excuses, I don't deal with excuses. There's nothing you can tell me.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. She's a woman on fire. That girl is on fire. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. Motivated.
Like, man,
getting out
I have the flu. You know. Like, I know you can hear it. I try to catch it and mute out before it comes on. But I have the flu, and I'm still like, I didn't say, oh, I can't do the interview because I'm sick. No, I did it. I did what I have to do. I called in. And I'm going to make it do what it do. Like, nobody cares that I have the flu but me. I still got to work. But the grind got to be crazy.
Did you take some medicine? You got that third flu on deck and all that?
They took Tamiflu off the shelves. I'm so mad. They took Tamiflu off the shelves a couple of years. Where you been?
Yo, hold up. Look, right now I live in Maryland, right? They must have took it off in New York, but I'm going to check in at CVS or whatever, because they don't have the Wayne Reed out here. So I'm going to check over here in the Walgreens, because the other day I went to get some Benadryl for my daughter. They like, yo, they discontinued. What are y'all doing?
Yes.
What are y'all doing?
Yes.
They taking all the medication off? They trying to kill us.
Tamiflu is gone. It's been gone for a couple of years, so... I was going to say, if you see some Tamiflu in Maryland, speed it, because I need it. Like, I need that. But it's fun. I went to the doctor yesterday and gave me some antibiotic. I'm like, listen, I got shows coming up. I got to work. So he gave me an antibiotic. I'm getting better.
Yeah, you got to, man. That flu is no joke, man. That thing had me down for like a whole week. I have shakes. All kinds of craziness. I'm like, yo, son, what's going on with this, man? I can't do it.
Yes, like, hold on. Let's get this together.
Word. I know you ain't feeling too good, so we're going to wrap it up and everything. The last couple of things I want to tell you, you got the magazine, you got the A&I Summit, a lot of things going on. Last two things we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about your award show, and we're also going to talk about the things that you do to give back. What are some of the things that you do to give back in your community?
Well, I actually have another hat. I think I am Jamaican. I actually have PMG Gives Back, which is Pivot Music Group Gives Back. I go out in my own pocket once a week. I have a team that goes out and they help, like, kids that are at risk or in trouble. They take them. It's like a Big Brother, Big Sister program that we used to have in the 90s. And they take, they meet up with the parents, and they'll take the kid out to the movies or out to eat or whatever, just to show them, like, you know, there's other things you could do, and somebody cares about them. I go into the schools, I talk with the principals of the schools, and I find out who the worst kids are. Like, and when I say worst, because no child is bad, and all children need is attention, but I find the ones that are that attention or not, the ones that's not being embraced. And we put them in an auditorium and we talk to them and let them know, like, this is who I am, this is where I came from, this is the background I came from. And you can do it. We do coat drives. We do can drives. We just did a toy drive right before Christmas. And I had myself in the head of that, as a head that I have in the head of the community outreach is Kwame Davis. He's also known as Mr. WDIB. But I had him out in Far Rockaway giving out supplies recently. What is it, a week? Not even 2 weeks ago. He was out there, him, Andre Jones. I had them out there, Super Andre. I had them out there doing that. And then I have, when Hurricane Sandy first hit, we had water, blankets, food in Coney Island. So we're out there.
Wow. That's what's up. Giving back, man. Educating, entertaining, the double E's. That's what we leave in Lush Radio Online. Giving back, always giving back to out there, to the people out there, because we don't do it for us, we do it for the people. And that is just something that's very commended, and we appreciate you here on Lush Radio on that situation, because it's a lot of people that are going through it. And all it takes is just one force of nature's, well, somebody's kindness, paying it forward. You know what I'm saying? Because every little thing that you do in life impacts somebody else's life at the end of the day.
That's right.
You know?
And you got to think about it. If everybody just gives one can or go in their closet, everybody has a shirt they don't wear anymore. Give it up. Give it to somebody that doesn't have. Like, I want to start going into the shelters. But the shelters are a little, they're a little different, because you have the domestic violence shelters where people can't just walk in there. You have a lot of different, there's a lot of red tape with shelters. But
definitely,
you got kids in shelters that don't have anything because their parents had to run or got evicted and lost everything. These kids have nothing, and your kids got 10 of the same toys you got in the closet that they don't be, they're not even going to remember they had because they never played with it. Give it to these kids. Like, I really believe in that.
Definitely, obviously, because I actually am in the school system, and I definitely, you know, if I got extra jackets, then my daughter got, I got extra shoes. I take them stuff to the school, because the thing about it is that I've been homeless before with my daughter, and if it wasn't for somebody helping me out, I wouldn't be here. So, you know what I'm saying? God is good. So, you know, you got to give back at the end of the day. You got to give back no matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? Just give back.
That's right.
Because at the end of the day, it's rewarding, and you feel good about it. You know what I'm saying?
You too. When it's all said and done and you see those kids smile, it's crazy.
Definitely. So, you know, if you could give some type of advice, you know, going into this 2013 when it comes to business and the youth that's trying to get into the industry in general, what kind of advice would it be?
One, you got to stay focused. Like, you never know. There might be somebody that's promoting you to drink or promoting you to smoke weed, or I just heard about this Sprite and cough syrup thing. And you, yeah, they might want you to do it. You might think it's cool because they're doing it, but maybe they're just trying to keep you down because they know they're not going to make it. Like, be your own person. Stand strong. Whatever that dream is, whatever you say you want to be or can be, you can be that. Like, I got a past too. You can overcome that. You anything that you want to be, you can do it. You just got to work for it and get it done.
Real talk, because let me tell you something in business. Okay, you got people, they become famous, yeah, some of their dirt come out, but at the end of the day, you can change your life in a snap of a second. You
That's
don't
right.
want to be a drug dealer no more. You can stop being a drug dealer. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Sometimes you got to sacrifice everything in order to become something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to let things go that are materialistic, because sometimes God can take it from us and then he can give it 10 times fold. Sometimes you have to be willing
let
to sacrifice.
Let me tell you something, and this is not something I talk about a lot. I used to sell drugs. I was incarcerated for selling drugs. And when I came home, because I didn't tell on anybody and because I did that bid and I held my own, I was offered a lot of opportunities to return to the street as far as, yo, we going to throw this at you, yo, you welcome home, what you need. And I had to take that hustle mentality that I had and I had to put it into something different. And I took that same hustle, and this is where I am now. So this is why I say to you, like, nobody can tell me that they can't do it. You just have to know where you want to put that energy. Because I could have went back, and then where would I be? Probably he's a reincarcerated, dead, whatever. But I took that same hustle, that same, I could get up in the morning and stay up for 2 days, be in a cold. I took that same thing and applied it to something that I really wanted to do. And look where I am now.
Definitely,
so you
definitely.
Can always, like, when you, I commend that from you saying that you could turn anything around and you could take that bad and make it good. Yeah, nobody's telling you to stop hustling. I would never tell nobody to stop hustling, but I will tell you to take that hustle and put it into something possible and positive and make it work. Turn that hustle into a good hustle, but stay hustling. That's what it's about. But I really, like, there's a lot of things that you said on this interview that was real, and I don't get that too much from interviews that I do, and I appreciate that.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I try to make people feel like you sitting down eating oodles and noodles, drinking Kool-Aid, chilling and doing hopscotch and all that back in the day. You feel me?
That's right. But it's real, and your show is real. Like, you bringing it out. Like, yeah, you're talking about business, and I think a lot of people don't know. Like, oh, just talking about business, I'm not ready. I don't have my paperwork together. I don't have this together. I don't have that together. But you're basically laying down the foundation, the fundamentals of what makes your business happen. Before you run out and pay for that business license and waste that bread, sit back, realize what you need to do, dot your I's and cross your T's. Get your team together. Get your people where they need to be. Get your promotion together. Get your marketing together. Get your base together. Know where your geographical area is going to be. Know what they're missing and what you can help them with. So when you do go out there and open them front doors, your business is not failing in a year because you've done the homework that you needed to do. And by
Definitely.
You touching on the basis of what's needed to even go into business is commendable, because even when you go online, they don't tell you the real stuff. They just tell you, get a tax ID, get an EIN, get an office space, find the name of your business. But there comes so much before that, and you're kicking it real.
Definitely. I try to, you know what I'm saying, give them, because, you know, nobody gave me a lot of the information. I had to go out and research. So it would be non-who of me to not share the information, especially with us as minorities. Because sometimes we're clueless. You know, we just see somebody,
right.
Yeah, in the business, let's go start this business, and then ending up paying IRS all this money because you didn't do your paperwork the proper way. You know
That's
what I'm saying?
Right.
So I want to save y'all from going through that, so I'm going to drop this information. And number one, before anything, first comes, you can kill the man, but you can't kill the idea. The idea comes first, and then put that idea and transfer it onto paper. Write that business plan. You can go online and you can download a template of a business plan. Must know your projections, the whole synopsis, business plan, projections of what it's going to cost you to do that situation. And then don't be scared to branch out. Sometimes we always think we got to hang around the hood people. No, you don't. I love my hood
That's
people.
Right.
That's where I came
That's
from.
Right.
But sometimes you can't take everybody in the hood with you. Because it's
That's
not
right.
intentionally, their mentality might not be to the point where you're ready to make that next move. Jay-Z had to leave his people from the hood, and look at him now. I'm not like a super
That's
supporter,
right.
Jay-Z. But all I'm saying is that just watch the business aspect of it. He's sitting down, you know what I'm saying, with the owner of Forbes magazine. Like, you know what I'm saying? So even do things like that. So you're sitting with Fortune 500 companies. Don't be afraid to step outside of your realm and network with people that have money, because you could sometimes just sitting around with them, they might like your drive and the way you look and say, hey, I like you. I got some extra little money. I want to invest in whatever you got, you know. So
That's
check
right.
out, go online and try to check out for investors, different people. Find out about, you know what I'm saying, finding out your own capital. What can you use as capital? Seed money, startup money. Some people start with zero and they triple their money. Go out there and find out, the knowledge is here. Or you can check out each and every Wednesday from 6 to 8 o'clock. You can check out Business Wednesdays on Lush Radio Online, or you can email me at lushradioonline@gmail.com. Ask me questions. I'm always trying to give you some type of information. You know what I mean? Educate and
And I appreciate DJ Exotic Mommy for coming live on the line, telling us the real deal and giving us information about the whole situation she has, being a CEO, being a mother, going out there and getting it. And that's what a lot of people need to do. Don't forget Motivational Mondays on Monday. Wake up, jumpstart your morning, and go out there and get it. Make no excuses. The only person that can hold you back is yourself. And when life throws you a curveball, remember, you're in charge of the direction it goes in. Go out there and get it. DJ Exotic, I want to say thank you so much for everything, for you coming through. Even though you were sick, that was some serious, you know, go-getting stuff right there. You're a go-getter. You're a hard worker. I appreciate you. I love you, sister. And I want you to continue doing what you're doing. When I come to New York, I want my plate or we're going to fight. I might have to gnaw your arm off.
I got you. I got you. And everybody that's here, I'm DJ Exotic Mommy. Make sure y'all follow Lush Radio Online. Hit her up, lushradioonline.com. At LushRadioOnline, because I know I tweeted it, so I have some people that just may be tuning in because I sent them here. Follow her on Twitter. Check her out every Wednesday. The topic is great. She gives some really good information. And if you hear from her, I'm DJ XXXOTIC_MAMI. I'm on Extreme104FM.com. And two ladies came together tonight, did what we were supposed to do for other people, made it work.
That's what it is, man. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, females doing the same thing, oh, they can't work as catty. Man, forget that. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might teach somebody something. Everybody's learning something from somebody. And together, if we move together, if you take one chain link can't do nothing. But thousands of chains can actually be stronger than one link. So let's link up together and make a stronger bond and stop playing games and let's work together and support these people out here. Remember, in the Jewish community, the dollar rotates several times. So let's support in our own businesses, support people's businesses, and stop playing games, man. Stop being cheap. Oh, if you know the thing costs money, you wouldn't say that if it was a white person, but if it comes to a black person or a you're going to say, man, can I get this deal? Can I get that? No, because if you wanted them 11s, you going to pay that Jordan's price or that $200 or $300, and you're going to wait in line looking like you're waiting online for them food stamps. So you better get it together and start paying that money for what you want and what you need. Let's get it together.
Thank you. Thank you.
Drop the mic. Look, drop the mic.
Yo, I love me some DJ Exotic Mommy, man. I love you, Mommy. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And stay tuned. It's Lush Radio Online, man. Don't forget to check us out on Friday. We got the sexy Lena Chase. We've done it before, but she's our hot sister, a Boricua. And she just is started to grace the cover of Straight Stuntin' Magazine. And her sexy, curvy, vivacious, sexy self will be live on the show this Friday, so check that out. It's going down, and we got more interviews to come. Don't forget to check out our sister, T-Boss, each and every Tuesday, 8 o'clock on TLC. Great interview with her. Check out the archives on the show. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Check out the old interviews, or check out TuneIn. Download that on your iPhone or your Android and type in Lush Radio Online. Check out the archives. This is what we do, man. It's the people's voice, man. And you know what? I want everybody to go out there and shine bright like a diamond and go out there and LLC this year. Save some money for a rainy day. Remember, you are the brand. Remember that no one can stop you but yourself. Don't let nobody stop you from your team. Lush Radio Online. Everybody's a diamond in my eyes. Shine bright like a diamond. We out of here. You heard? Later. Love you, DJ Exotic Mommy.
Love you, too. Thanks for having
Shine
me.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Find light in the beautiful sea. I chose to be happy. You and I, you and I. We're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star, I see. A vision. I'm alive. We're like diamonds in the sky. I knew there would come one right away. like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.
Zaka down, 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 down. Yeah, sing it, yeah. Let's do it.
Bump bed, bump floor against wall. We sex them artists, them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall. Bump bed, bump floor against wall. We sex them artists, them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all. Welcome the king of the dance hall.
Hello, me body girl.
Here in the mirror.
Got it, don't give me no icky girl.
Don't you dare.
This is sniffy.
Move your underwear, I make me ram it, to stick it, to jam it, to build out.
Y'all forget sex, though.
Who that to ask me why? Y'all is me a quick question, a Frankie guy.
Come party.
So how you a act so shy? Me no beg kitty, but me da like a blind.
Me no Batman,
half a me no Robin guy. If you and I ever not to tie.
No shy.
When me stop it, then you reply. Bite your lips and close your eyes, girl. Pump it, pump floor against wall. We sex them artists, them call me. I'm the girls, them sugar, that's all.